Hey guys, this is my AudioMo entry for July 25th, 2013. If you've been paying attention on app.net, you'll know that they released the search APIs last night. The folks from app.net. Now, API support is one thing, but having it available in your favorite application is a whole nother thing. And this morning, a couple of the apps I beta test showed up with a new build that support, well, the new search APIs. Now, at this point, I think both the apps I have will only support the basic keyword searching, but that's, you know, a cut above doing hashtag searches or whatever, because not everybody hashtag searches their stuff. But if you look at the actual search API developer documentation, there's a whole lot more that the thing can do. You can get very granular in your searches, which I think is fantastic. And I'm sure we'll see some new uses of those APIs or new exercise soon. I did notice that treeview.us immediately added support for the API. I think Ludolphus also added support to console.app.net, which is a nice developer tool, which I use to help him debug Chimp and other app developers debug their apps, because sometimes it's useful to know what the API is giving you, and you're only going to see what the API is giving you if you're the user and not somebody else. So expect your favorite app.net client to support search in the coming days and weeks, although with the Apple Developer Center being still down, I'm not sure how much we're going to see new apps come out until that's resolved. That makes this whole process, I'm sure, much more complicated for the developers. Anyway, you can now search for me on app.net. Of course, I've been on app.net for a while, and you could probably find me. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably already have found me. You can be able to find on Twitter. And I think also, just to give you a little context, right, it took a little while for Twitter to get searched. They had to acquire a company to do search. So it was that, you know, and I think Twitter, I think Twitter was growing a bit more slowly. And for a while, you could actually find people by using the global. But I think what's happened with the app.net version of global is, because of all the different auto-posting mechanisms, global's become pretty unusable, and so search is really needed now to get to find people. So anyway, as I say, now that it's available, we just have to wait for the app developers to start rolling it out. And so we will. I will update you tomorrow with the next installment of the AudioMo Challenge.